Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Friends, Romans, podcast listeners, lend me your ears for just a very, very quick moment, I promise. Hello, I'm David, creator of Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. And we, all of us here at Rusty Quill, wanted to thank you for listening to our Roman epic of comedy and intrigue. This project has been many years in the making, and it's thanks to listeners like yourself that we have been able to bring it to life. We want to keep bringing you the stories that you love, so make sure to spread the word. Share, rate, review, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everyone waiting at the bus stop to listen to Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Oh, and follow Rusty Quill's socials for updates using hashtag CryHavoc. But what if you want more? Well, we have got you covered over at the Rusty Quill Patreon, where every Friday you can get exclusive first access to our behind-the-scenes making-of series with interviews and commentary from the actors, the writers, the production team, and history experts. Whether you're curious about the ancient world or how we made the series, or you want to get away with murder and erect a Roman orgy of your very own, well, we've got all this and more in our backstage series over on Patreon. Rusty Quill is an independent company, and your support goes a long way. Thank you for listening, enjoy the episode, and prepare to cry havoc.
Come on, come on, set those plates, put those pillows. She could arrive at any time. Where's the wine? I said, where's the wine? For the love of... clear that up! What's the matter with you all?
There you are, with that warm and sunny disposition that makes you so popular.
Octavia, do something useful.
I have. I switched the wine. The brand you chose was questionable.
Oh, good. We even turn help into a criticism. I've never done this before. Hosting a monarch, talking matters of state over dinner. I got Cicero to write me some hints and tips on my tablet, but it's
Gaius,
also...
Gaius, stop panicking.
This banquet could set the next 2,000 years of history between Egypt and Rome.
Or it could just be a dinner and a friendly get-to-know-you. So relax. Take it easy.
Be myself?
Oh, no. Don't do that. But find a happy medium.
Caesar!
That's you.
Oh, yes. What is it, Erastus?
The carriages are here from Ostia.
You mean they're outside? Already?
Yes, Caesar. Queen Cleopatra has arrived in Rome.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 4. Better the Roman You Know.
Thank you.
Huntress are over there. But where is she?
Waiting to make an entrance. She knows how to work a crowd.
Over here! Excuse me!
Yes? Who are you?
The Villa Secunda, Roman Echo. For the benefit of our readers, what are you wearing today?
It's a toga. We all wear them.
Whereas I am wearing a stola from the Metelli sisters, woven from the very finest Egyptian cotton.
Oh, that's very in this summer.
Absolutely, and I always say those Egyptians know how to spin a thread. What's happening?
It's Mark Antony! Mark, over here!
Thank you, thank you. Evening all.
Mark, what are you wearing?
La Villa, I'm wearing Rome. The toga, symbol of power, of strength, and of my home. The greatest city in the world!
Mark, look at the fish.
Taking her around back. Don't worry, dinner's on me tonight.
Why are you grinning like that? Is your face stuck or something?
I don't want to be blurry in the sketches. Look.
More shading. He's got beautiful eyes.
You're doing your own there?
What?
Your tablet. Let's take a look.
It's my agenda for the banquet. Things to say, points of discussion.
Cleo's only just arrived and you want to bore her to death.
No, I want to make sure that we get what we need. Food, gold, ongoing trade.
Yeah. Look, I wanted to go for the war option, but you picked this. So, if we have to play nice, then let's do it with style, okay?
What does that mean?
It means no more of this.
My tablet, my notes!
You'll thank me later. Now, where's that bloody queen got to then?
How much longer do you think we can stay in here till they send in a search party?
They love it, Mum. The longer they wait, the more they want you.
I do wish you were attending with me tonight, Charmian. You're so good at reading people.
You'll be wonderful, my lady. And by the time it's over, I'll have arranged your quarters for you.
Yes, staying with Lepidus. I thought it might be good for business, but sadly he's a fool.
On the other hand, he's too stupid to spy on you.
You always find the silver lining. So, we forget him. Next, Gaius Octavius, heir to Julius Caesar.
Must be something special.
You would hope.
I mean, you have an actual son by Caesar. He should be the heir.
Charmian, the Romans are not likely to acknowledge the paternity of a child of foreign origin. Not unless they're forced to, anyway.
Still. Rude.
And then we have Mark Antony. Arrogant. Brash. But he does have a way with the people. Advise me.
I say Gaius. Get him talking politics. See if he can keep up with you. If not, then try Mark.
An excellent plan. Done.
Shall I open the door for you?
Oh, we love you.
Oh. Give them one more minute.
Hello, chaps. Have I missed much?
Nothing at all. Are you all right? You look very damp.
Oh, I had a spot of bother and leapt into the sea.
Right.
Yes, what happened was...
Don't bother.
Should have changed on the way like I did. Now look, whatever happens tonight, we don't talk politics, okay?
Fine by me.
No, what? Talking politics is exactly what she's here for.
She's more likely to give us what we want if we don't seem too eager for it. Yeah? Lepidus?
Sounds reasonable.
So we should avoid the subject?
Absolutely. Play it cool. Where are you going on your hollybobs? Leave the tough chat for tomorrow, or she'll run rings around us.
You really think that's best?
There is only one rule, which is...
That there are no rules!
No, that there is a rule! No politics!
Okay,
got it.
What's got them all excited?
Cleo stepped out of her carriage.
Oh. They didn't clap like this when I came outside.
Saying it out loud just makes it more tragic. You do realise that?
What order should we greet her?
You're at the back of the queue, because you've met already.
And so have you. So that means, logically, I should go first.
No, I don't think so.
It's fair.
No, it's about best impressions. And no offence, but look at me. He's got a point.
No, he hasn't. Look, you greet her Ostia, so I greet her here.
Yeah, but I set the precedent, so I should go first.
You didn't even want her here.
It's the principle of the thing. And I'm older than you.
Yeah, and he's older than the both of us put together. What's your point?
Maybe we could say hello in unison.
Oh, shut up!
Are you three done yet? Only I've come a long way and I could do with some refreshment.
Wine?
Beer.
Splendid. Come this way.
See you two inside.
Yep, absolutely.
Damn.
Mark, this is awful. One course down and I haven't said anything to Cleopatra. I don't have any chat.
You need to get some hobbies.
You haven't, besides drinking. And tonight you seem to be going for the record. Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You sure? You seem nervous.
I'm not nervous. So long as we don't discuss politics, we're fine.
Yes, but
she'll try every devious trick in the book to get information out of us. So keep it casual, play it safe, tell her nothing.
Don't you think you're being...
And don't let her get you alone either. She's a man-eater. She'll seduce you out of your house and home. Remember what she did to Julie? Do you want that to happen to us?
Oh, come on, Mark. We're not scared of her, surely.
What? No. Why would you say that?
Hello, again. Apologies for my absence. Mark, your wife has been most helpful.
Oh, have you, Fulvia?
Yes, the Queen's been telling me all about Egypt.
And she's been telling me all about you. You're a most impressive man.
Ah, yes, and married.
Well, obviously.
She knows that, darling.
Good, just putting it out there. See? Man-eater.
And my sources tell me that you, Caesar, have quite the brain for politics. You must have many matters you wish to talk about.
Oh, well, yes, actually. plenty of time for all that. Later.
Really? You must have something you'd like to talk to me about, now that I've come all this way.
I was going to ask about the Thracian trade routes.
Casual!
But then I thought, why bother?
Why bother?
Exactly. Let's keep it cash.
Right.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark has lots to say about Thracian trade, don't you, darling?
Oh, really?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Not over dinner, anyway.
Then how about after dinner? Yeah, if I could just get you alone for a quick...
Yes, well, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. And we've got a thing to get to after this.
No, we haven't.
We should take our son home.
He's already home. He went to bed because you kept him up all night.
I'm so sorry about this.
No, please. I'm looking forward to a nice warm bed myself.
I'll bet you are.
Sorry.
Your Majesty. Hi. Hello. Big fan.
Fulvia.
Octavia. Who's this?
Octavia, my sister.
You wouldn't know it to look at us. I got all the charm, naturally.
And what did he get?
The mind-numbing obsession with administration and politics.
Oh, really?
She's exaggerating.
I'm not. He won't talk about anything else. Only this morning, he was boring us witless going on about, get this, Thracian trade routes. Can you imagine? On and on and on.
Oh, is that so? Would you like to go on about it now, Caesar?
Well...
No, don't!
Why not?
Yes, why not, Mark?
The main course will be here soon. Don't want to spoil our appetite with heavy chat, do we?
What are we having?
Fish.
Oh, lovely. More fish.
As our honoured guest, maybe you should choose a subject.
All right. How about Greece?
Oh, yes. We love Greece. Mark was only telling me the other day...
She's got me confused with someone else.
What?
Greece is a complete mess. Needs the right man to sort it out, or the right woman.
Hear, hear.
It's a shame. All that history, all that learning and culture. I suppose they'll have their place to remember them by, but without the right person at the top, it's amazing how these great civilizations can just crumble away. Isn't it? Mark? Caesar?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Hard to say.
But it shouldn't be.
Your Majesty, I'm sure you'd like us to spill all of our secrets.
I'm just trying to start a conversation. Am I to take it that nobody wants to talk to me about anything of significance? Anything at all?
Well,
do you like plays?
What?
It is the wise, in my opinion, who drink old wine, and the wiser still, who through choice spend their time watching old plays.
What?
Really, the new comedies produced nowadays are terrible, and even more worthless than our new coins.
What are you doing?
It's Plautus.
Yes, from Cassina, but why?
I'm in the theatre, a producer. Actually, my company's turning its hand to some of these terrible new comedies at the moment.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. Would you like a flyer?
No, I just want to talk about...
Oh, look, everybody, look! They brought in the fish.
Oh, yippee.
Oh, divine. Ah, how did you find the dessert, Your Majesty?
The fish pie was excellent.
Splendid. Nothing like a good square meal, is there?
Yes. I'm coming to the end of my night, I think. The Roman quirk of lying on one's stomach is charming, but rather stunts the digestion. I may need to do some lying on my back quite soon.
I suffer from the old dicky tummy myself.
Oh, dear gods.
There was one time when... Oh.
Mark, could I drag you away for a moment?
Sure, yeah. Okay. What's the hurry?
Did you hear that? Cleopatra's about to leave.
Yeah, and she's even trying it on with Lepidus.
What?
I might need to do some lying on my back. I'm not falling for that one.
What's the matter with you tonight? You've barely said a word to her all evening.
The strong, silent treatment. No letting my guard down. No getting seduced by the Desert Queen. No stabby-stabby in the backy-backy.
Oh, stop being so paranoid. She's the most powerful ruler in the world outside the Republic. We need her as an ally.
You mean Rome?
No, I mean us. You and I. What if you were the man who secured the food and money for the army? Not Gaius, not Lepidus, but you.
Yeah?
You could kick those other two to the gutter, and the Republic would be yours. And, with a strong and capable friend ruling the flourishing economy of Egypt...
We could get some very nice cheap holidays.
And the rest. Think about it, Mark.
I don't trust her. And she... She fancies me.
Does she?
You've seen her. She's been trying to seduce me all evening, looking at me with those eyes. Deep, dark, mysterious.
Mark.
Sorry.
She wants to discuss the next few days, that's all. So just make sure she knows who her friends are. That's all you have to do, okay?
But what if she, you know, wants to get into bed with Rome?
Well, if that's what it takes, go ahead. It's not going to kill you.
That's what you think.
Mark, you've nothing to be afraid of. It's all in your head. You'll see.
It was good of you to see me home, Mark. It was getting rather late.
Yeah, well, I'll just drop you off at the door, eh?
Surely you'll come in for a while. You see, I had a proposal for you.
What sort of proposal?
I'd rather wait until we're behind closed doors. I'm sure you understand. Rome's changed a lot in a very short time. I barely recognize it.
Oh, this is a Roman villa. Roman garden. Those are Roman stars.
Yes, we have those in Egypt.
You do?
We do.
The same ones?
Same ones.
Oh. And here's your front door. Well, Lepidus's front door.
Where is Lepidus? It is his villa.
He wanted to give us some space.
I can see why.
You can.
Well, to be blunt, I'd already gathered he hasn't really got the talent for this sort of thing. But I'm glad one of you has.
Right.
I've been dying for some business all night. Shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ensure we are not disturbed.
My queen.
Okay, so, do you want another drink first? Ease into this gradually.
No, let's not beat around the bush. I have something I want you to take a look at as soon as possible.
And she said it was all in my head.
Sorry?
Nothing.
Some of my requests may seem bold, but don't worry. I'm not asking you to bend over backwards.
I should hope not.
You see, I just felt we ought to work out our positions in advance.
Our positions?
Lay down our hard lines. See where there might be flexibility.
I'm not very flexible.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that. But I bet you're not as rigid as you think.
Well, not yet, no.
My assistant should have what we need. I never do this sort of thing without another pair of eyes.
They're going to watch?
Of course. I find her input very helpful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But if you're uncomfortable with it...
Yeah, look, just to be clear, we're really doing this. You and me, here and now, getting down to it.
If that's what you call it, it'll make things much quicker later.
All right. Let's do it.
Shan't be a moment. Make yourself comfortable.
I will.
Charmian. Charmian. Charmian, wake up.
My lady. I'm so sorry. After sorting out your quarters and it being late...
Relax, Charmian. I'm looking for a document, my diplomatic agenda.
Here we are.
Ah, thank you.
How was the banquet?
Awful. But things are looking up. I'm about to agree some terms to the summit tomorrow with Mark.
Mark? Really?
I had to talk him round, but he seems up for getting down to it.
Ah, good luck.
So I believe the maps and charts are still to be unpacked, but... Mark?
Yep.
You're naked?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you naked?
Is this not how you do it in Egypt?
No, this is most certainly not how we do it in Egypt.
Oh, really? Weird. Is that because you do it with your siblings?
Do what with my siblings?
You know, business.
I do not do business with my siblings or anyone else in the nude, no. So this is not how I am prepared to work.
You wanted to do actual business?
Of course I did.
You don't want to have sex with me?
What?
You. Was your plan not to have sex with me?
No! I did not abandon my empire and travel for weeks through rough seas in a room the size of a sarcophagus in the hope of sampling the seven wonders of Mark Antony's cock.
You didn't.
No.
So what do you want?
I want you to put some clothes on. It's like Nehebkau is staring at me.
What's a Nehebkau?
He's a god in the form of a snake.
So, he's big then.
Oh, get out.
All right, give us a chance.
Get out.
I'm going.
God's teeth. Charmian.
I heard the whole thing. I brought you a beer.
Thank you. I need it.
I don't understand. Where was Lepidus?
Osiris knows. He only cared about his own digestive problems anyway.
And Caesar?
Didn't say a damn word through the whole banquet, like trying to communicate with a lentil.
Ha! Meanwhile, Mark, the fierce and brave...
came back and got his cock out. And then he has the audacity to be like, so what do you want?
When it's quite clear that what you want
is... to get on with my job. That's it. That's all. I want soldiers and territory and security for my people. I want to be left alone to rule my own country and to know my son will do the same when I'm gone. I don't want to eat on my stomach. I don't want to drink boiled wine. And I never want to see another Roman cock. But most of all, I want to go to bed in soft Egyptian cotton sheets and forget this day ever happened.
Well, We can make the last bit happen at least.
Our future could depend on at least one of those three men, and they're all idiots. Total idiots. I'd laugh if I wasn't so horrified.
It'll look better in the morning.
Will it? Will it really?
I'll get you another beer. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by Maud Dromgul, with additional editing and materials by David K. Barnes. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Lori Ann Davis, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Ranella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Beth Eyre, Lara Sawalha, Sarah Lambie, Andrew Seacombe, and Sarah Aga, with additional voices from Ahmed El-Jabri and Lori Ann Davis. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com